Like the show? Want to listen to episodes early? Consider becoming a patron. Starting at the $3 a month level, patrons get access to a custom patron-only feed where we put out episodes of upstairs studio podcasts like the Childcare Bar and Grill, Miss Becky's Classroom, That Early Childhood Nerd, the Renegade Rules podcast, and others early. That feed is just for patrons. You could be one of them. Go to patreon.com/playvolutionhq or click the link in the show description to learn more.
Studio.
From downstairs, upstairs studio. In studio with me, Lisa Murphy.
Hello.
Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
We are back with another top five. We did this once before and are giving it another try. Here's the concept.
There is no try. There's only do.
Ah, fuck you, Yoda. Give it another try. We're taking we're taking a topic and our top five entries in that topic kind of thing, and we're counting them down 5 to 1. Our least favorite. Well, this is a weird one. We're doing. Let me see how I wrote it down.
So you got a couple double negatives or something going on in there.
Yeah, it's really complicated. We're doing top five least favorite kids snack items. So these are the kids snack items we like the least. So number one on my list. Is the one I really like the least.
It's the worst one ever.
Worstest one ever.
Worstest.
And so we're counting 5 to 1. We're going to start Lisa Murphy this time.
Oh. So my number five worst snack for kids is raisins.
Raisins? Because? Because
I don't like them.
Is it the texture? Is it the taste? Is it the cleanup?
It's the taste. And it was a little bit of it was a wasted snack. Like I'm filtered this through years of serving snack, and this was one of those things that would be on everybody's rotation. You know, usually paired up with graham crackers or something. And anyway, the kids would never eat them. It was wasted. I'm not a food waste. Like that's not my thing. You know, I don't get overly focused with that. But I'm like, why are we spending money on stuff that I could just throw it in the trash?
Yeah.
Nobody likes them.
I don't have raisins on my list, but I could. I got no warm fuzzy feelings about raisins.
Yeah.
I think kids ate more raisins. I think kids kind of dug them. In our experience, but we ended
family
up
family childcare. They liked the raisins.
They liked raisins more than
yeah.
I think they really liked those the boxes, the little
like
the
yeah
little
like,
boxes and playing with those and things.
Can you could make the whistle? Did you ever make that the little whistle with the in the red raisin?
Yeah,
no,
kind of like some
it
people
vibrate my lips and they don't. Like
oh, but
that.
So you knew how to do it. It's not like you didn't never heard of this before.
Yeah.
I mean the raisin box could be a loose part.
Raisin box could be
loose. Raisins could be loose parts.
Yeah, so
I think the kid enjoy. It's like the unpacking video. Videos that they do now on the YouTube, I think the children enjoyed opening up the raisin box, dumping out the raisins, and futzing with the box more than they did eating the raisins.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, raisins. And again, then I mean, nutritionally, it's just pretty much a
it's dried. It's a lot of sugar.
A hunk of sugar.
Yeah.
Tasha Johnson, what's your number five?
Oh, you're going. You were supposed to be next. You're going in. Okay. Okay. Number five, the fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks. The artificial.
Those things like the little
packages
and
Didn't like them because
they're just sugar. There's no nutritional value really whatsoever, and you had to help almost every single kid open the flippin' packages.
Are we required in this game to say if what she says is on our list, or can I?
You can keep it a surprise. I'm guessing now it's probably on your
list. Yeah, that's why I'm wondering if this is... did I sign up for that? Do I have to disclose?
Granted, I did feed our... I mean, in the center days and in our family childcare, we did have fruit snacks, and the first item had to be fruit juice, actual 100% fruit juice. My list is kind of through the adulterer.
The adulterer.
They're all... I, now, thinking I really shouldn't have fed them... The those because they really...
Yeah, you live and you learn. Yeah, I don't like them because they had flavors like blue.
those are the best ones.
I don't know what flavor blue is. And they name it something like blueberry, but it didn't fucking taste like blueberry. And then the things that have the artificial grape flavor, that tastes nothing like grapes.
No.
It's like...
Like, give a kid a grape.
Yeah. It's like cartoon... It's like the cartoon version of flavors. So, yeah, I don't have that on my list, but I certainly could. My number five... Graham crackers.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
I personally find them delicious. I would sit. I like to dip them in the milk, you know, and they get
a little soggy.
It's a little soggy, but you go too long and they get real soggy.
And they fall to the bottom of the
milk.
Yeah,
and then you gotta kind of.
Use a spoon to eat it out and
so,
like cereal.
It's not on the list because I don't enjoy it. I would totally eat graham crackers now if I still ate graham crackers. It's been a long time. But they were, I mean, just so crumbly and there's a lot of, and again, not a lot of nutritional goodness going on there. So that is my number five. On to Lisa Murphy with her number four.
It's kind of a mix, but it's a general, but then one specific within it. All that salty mixed, like, salty mixed snack, but specifically Goldfish.
I totally agree. I've got Goldfish on my list as number three.
Oh, I have it on my list as number four also.
Oh, well.
We got a thing about the Goldfish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They love them. They like to line them up in the narrative, and they would, like, do dramatic play with the Goldfish, and we'd eat their heads off, and we thought that was fun. And maybe I'm coming at this, I don't know, a nutrition lens? Probably not, but maybe. I don't know. I just, like, Goldfish? Really?
Yeah. Well, and then they start, I mean, first it's the original Goldfish, and they start coming out with
those rainbow Goldfish. Have you seen those?
The flavors and the colors and that kind of stuff. And this whole episode is old people grouch about stuff, but that's kind of cool. Yeah.
But the salty mix, man, it's like you're, like, my only association with that salty mix snack is, you know, being at an airport bar.
Like the
kids should have a scotch and soda while he's
or the shit they hand out to you on the flight because they can't give you peanuts anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Goldfish, I don't have it on the list, but I think the pretzel sticks would fall in that category for me, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a good, solid number four. And your number four was
Goldfish
as well?
It's the Goldfish crackers, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so my number four, Jell-O.
Oh, God.
Oh, we never really have
Jell-O.
That
well, I'm not necessarily talking about my snack. I kind of blew it beyond just in a childcare program. I'm thinking things parents put in their kids' faces too.
You could have the Jell-O in the childcare center, but it has to be made with 100% fruit juice.
Right, and you just couldn't claim it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to have another fruit with it to, yeah.
I mean, old school Jell-O.
J-E-L-L-O.
Yeah, there's.
And you put a scoop in your mouth and swish it around.
Oh, yeah, make juice.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And then they started putting in the little single serving cups, and that made me like it even less. So,
but the containers are nice.
Yeah, the containers
are nice. For
loose parts,
right? Save that. Put it in the sensory top.
Throw all that Jell-O away. So Jell-O, my number
four.
So
my house growing up, Jell-O was served with mayonnaise on the top.
God, why would you ruin mayonnaise like that?
It's the same woman that would mix together the deviled egg and the tuna, which we've unpacked that before too.
Deviled tuna egg. Well, as a white dude living in the Midwest of the United States, I like my mayonnaise, but I'm not sure I would
put it on your Jell-O.
Jell-O. I'd rather just have the mayonnaise, probably. So we'll move on to number three. Lisa Murphy, what's your number three?
Fruit cocktail.
Cocktail. Yeah.
One, it's just gross. Two, I mean, I'm all for, you know, kids being kids. The sticky mess that those, and it was after it turned into the individual servings. Because they were easy. People, you'd go to Costco, they'd buy all this shit for the kids to have at snack, and they'd peel off the plastic, and they, you know, it takes that extra to get the plastic off, and then
splish.
The sugar juice flies everywhere, and they would all pick it out, so they would, like, dump it out and then pick out like they'd eat all the cherries and then throw the rest away.
Yeah, there's like one quarter of a cherry in there. That's like
you won it, you know? It's like, I got the cherry.
It's like the prize in the cracker
jar. It was. I'm not a fan of the fruit cocktail.
Yeah, I can go there too. And it's just, I mean, it's just, it's a vat of sugar is what
most
it is.
Most of them, so. I think.
Yeah, so I'm
common denominator here.
That's a cool one. So, Mrs. Johnson, you're number three.
Juices. Apple juice, orange juice, any of those just juices to drink.
Because?
It's empty calories, technically.
Sugar
empty
water.
Sugar water. Yeah. Sticky.
It's sticky, it spills, and you know, you have a couple of kids that like to drink it, or that's all they want, and it's like, yeah, but no.
See their teeth rotting out of their heads by the time they're 18 months old.
Gives them the runs.
Yeah. The juices, I don't have it on the list, but I can see that. Whose turn is it now? Mine.
Yours.
Mine was goldfish, my number three. So I've already dissected them. The fucking goldfish bags were annoying. They'd come in those little.
It was like a paper.
Yeah,
big paper
and then like
with
foil
the with that. No, it had big ones, like, and then you would, like, do the milk carton open and pour them out a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm remembering the bags with, like, the foil lining that you had to do the toppy
thing. Oh, yeah, I know about those.
Something that was way back in the day before they improved goldfish bag technology, I guess. But, yeah.
It was the steamed fresh pouch.
I think I also didn't like the fact that they didn't have an eyeball.
The fish?
Yeah.
They just had the mouth and the dot for the eye.
I don't even remember that dot.
You know, I don't think that got put on until more recent years. Like, I think original goldfish were just shaped and they were puffier.
Yeah.
Through the years, they've thinned down. They stopped eating raisins and juice. They cut back on the juice. But I think there have been, like, not only packaging changes with goldfish, but then also, aesthetic.
The aesthetic of the goldfish. Anybody out there in listener land looking to do a thesis
on the evolution,
the evolution of children's snack crackers over the last 20 years, that'd be great. So that was your number. What number are we on?
We're on three.
We're on three.
My number three.
No, we're moving on
to number two now.
Oh, okay.
So your number two is?
Go-Gurt.
Oh, tubes.
I think we stopped doing. See, I don't even have. I haven't had much experience with them other than I know they exist.
They had them when we were doing family childcare, but I never.
Anything
got
yogurt,
it.
Like yogurt, Go-Gurt, any. And a lot of for the same reasons as the fruit cocktail. It just, you know, that last pull of it, and it's squirting everywhere, and. I can just think of a thousand other things to feed children.
It was just like diarrhea's out of that tube.
I'll see. We did the yogurt, but it was in the container, so you spooned it into the individual
bowls. Oh, okay,
and stuff,
okay.
But not, I thought, no, you don't need to suck it out of a plastic thing.
Well, and the yogurt that would come in the little individual cartons that you'd pass around, for a while they had sprinkles on the top. So they would then sprinkle the sprinkles on top of their yogurt and
they would eat it.
That's I'm like, you might as well just put sugar cubes in front of them for crying out loud. Ask Minnesota Lisa if her horse is like sugar cubes.
That's a solid.
So that's my solid number two.
My number two, applesauce.
Tell me why.
It's messy and nasty and cleaning it out of children's hair is gross. Yeah. I rather do actual apple slices. Real apples, not just the sauce.
Yeah, I agree.
My number two
is
applesauce.
Bum, ba, bum.
Should have some sort of bell that we ring.
We all say it at the same time.
No, I mean, yeah, and again, all that stuff, and they play in it, and I mean, you could almost use it to gauge. The more they play with their food at mealtime, the more you need to maybe make time for sensory activities in your program. I mean, I wonder if there's any correlation there.
Though applesauce and graham crackers together is a good little device to get it.
Start using the graham crackers, the spoons to get in there, and I don't like them. And again, it's just here's some sugar, and I mean, I think there are better things out there, but that's why it's here on the list. There's worse things out there than the applesauce. But, yep, not a big fan. Now we're moving on to level one. Number one. Lisa Murphy, what's your number one?
Fruit by the foot.
Now, technically, isn't that a form of gummy? Did you have gummies
on
there? Well,
it's fruit roll-up gummies.
Yeah.
Fruit by the foot.
Yeah.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
I did not have gummies. I agree with Tasha.
Yeah.
But,
that's number
one. So that's why I was like, do we have to disclose that your number four is my number one?
Yeah. No, that's some crazy
I don't even know if
shit.
They still make that shit, but that I hated that crap.
Yeah. You don't even know what... Does it fit in a food category?
No.
I mean, what
flavor is it? Blue. Yeah, just like what you just said. Yeah, that's my number one worst food snack for kids.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that for my list because I hate it so much because I don't think that was even in the center or with our kids. It's something. I guess our kids. I remember having them having
our
it sometimes.
Our daughter liked it. She'd go, "This is what I want."
But
okay.
I think I hated it so much I don't have much personal experience with it, so I didn't even think to hate it because I hated it so much. But yeah, that's a solid one.
That was a thing for a while, like that kind of peel and eat. You know,
they started making it so you get tattoos with it.
Yeah,
or
the shapes you'd pull it off, and the shapes would stick around, and
stamps on your tongue.
Oh,
with it and
God!
Yeah, solid, solid. Mrs. Johnson, what's your number one?
Cake/cupcakes.
Because they're messy.
They're messy and...
They only want to eat
the
top part.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So
they like the frosting off or something and then they want more. It's like, I could have just given you a can of frosting.
Yep. But that's why I think the bakeries for a while were only making those muffin tops, remember? Because that's all anybody would eat off of the muffin anyway.
Eat the top of the muffin. This might get me in trouble. But
I thought you were going to say this.
I got to talk about this. Maybe we've talked about it on the podcast before. When Tasha eats food that is potentially crummy.
Crumbly? Like crumbly?
Crumbly, like there's possibly going to be crumbs.
Yeah.
She does this thing. Would you like to describe it or would you like me to?
I will describe it. When I eat a piece of toast, for me, toast is not Jeff's toast. It's warm bread because it's not as crumbly. But if I had a piece of toast.
Let's back up and dissect that for a minute. Tasha doesn't toast her toast dark because then it's too crumbly, so it's just barely.
It's warm bread.
It's technically not toast. Yeah. Okay. But if she's forced to eat a real, piece of toast, as anybody would define it, or crackers, or anything that gets a little bit crumbly, what do you do?
When I take a bite, I inhale with my mouth slightly so the crumbs come
in
with the bite, so it doesn't go on my chest
and
or on the table.
Is this something that was pointed out to you that you did, or were you like, you know what, if I inhale, this...
No, this is something I just do.
You just have always done.
Yeah. Because I grew up, you don't make a mess when you eat, and... crackers and toast are messy.
I love her anyway. I mean, it's great problem solving, I guess. It's kind of like I'm trying to think of a device I could build, some sort of little shop vac hooked up to your mouth.
It's not a big one. Granted, sometimes you might get on that rare occasion, a larger toast chunk might come in or something, and then you cough a little bit. But
I don't know how you would teach that to somebody.
I think you just figure it out.
I love it. So that was your number one was cake and cupcakes. That's solid. Mine has got cake in the name, rice cakes.
Oh.
Rice cakes because, oh my God, everything about them is horrible. I think even people who like rice cakes don't even like rice cakes. I think rice cakes it's virtue signaling because like rice cakes are supposed to be healthy at one time. So I eat rice cakes, aren't I healthy? But rice cakes are bullshit. Rice cakes shouldn't even exist. They're crumbly. They taste like styrofoam if styrofoam tasted bad. There's nothing at all good about rice cakes.
I like a rice cake with some peanut butter on it. I do.
Okay, you know how you tell something is really, really bad?
Do you like the small ones or the big ones?
The bigger ones. The bigger with ones. No flavor or nothing. Just plain, boring rice cakes with peanut butter.
The way you tell something is really bad is if you have to put
peanut butter on it
for it to taste good. I like broccoli if you cover it in cheese sauce. Rice cakes are horrible. Somebody asked, wanted us to do a topic of things Lisa and I disagreed about.
Here we go. Well, okay, apparently,
apparently this is one. If you're out there listening and you wanted to rice, the only thing worse than rice cakes would be flip flops made out of rice cakes.
With peanut butter.
And anybody that has done a deep dive into the show knows my ever-loving hate for flip-flops. The only thing worse than flip-flops, rice cakes made out of flip-flops, or flip-flops made out of rice. I don't know. If you combine those two, that would be the only thing that was worse. There's nothing in the universe worse. If you tried to create the worst material in the world, you would come up with rice cakes. There's science behind
it's
this.
Proven.
Researchers looked into this, and the worst substance on earth, rice cakes.
That's a solid, Jeff. That's a solid.
Any other thoughts, comments on the whole bad snack things? I think a lot of our commonalities were the
processed,
lack of nutrition, mm-hmm. and
sugar,
packaging. I think that's
I mean, it takes 10 seconds to put real fruit out in front of the kids, real vegetables. Let them cut it. Let them grow it if you can do that. Yeah. As close as you can get to the source. That's, you know, I don't have a lot of like super food things, but that's one of them for children especially. Can we get it as close to the source as possible?
Yeah. So there's our top five worst snack items for kids. So this has been the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
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 This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.